Reading the Bible.
I could not get along without my Bible, a lamp unto my feet, a beacon light. It gives the answer to my every problem, directing, pointing, showing what is right.
Reading the Bible with Dr. Fred Whitman is brought to you by Happy Heralds Incorporated for your benefit, in order that you may come to better understand the wonderful communication from the only true God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Whitman has served the Lord for more than 50 years as a pastor, Bible teacher, author, and Bible college and seminary professor. He has been involved with a team of colleagues working on a precise translation of the New Testament, which differentiates the nuances of meaning in the Koine Greek and carefully considers the full significance of the grammatical structure without embellishment in order to convey the precise meaning which the first century Christian recipients of God's communication understood. A precise translation is based upon a comparison of the more than 4,500 Byzantine majority text form extant manuscripts with the Textus Receptus. More than 95% of these manuscripts are in full agreement, which cannot be said about the approximately 500 other manuscripts of the other families or text forms. Proper nouns are transliterated and pronounced according to the accent rules of Koine Greek, except for those common equivalents in English. We trust you will be richly blessed as you listen to God's Word. Now here's our Bible teacher, your friend and my dad, Dr. Fred Whitman.
Thank you, Andrew, and welcome, friend, to Reading the Bible. We are grateful to God that His Word has so many treasures and holds so many blessings and benefits for all who read it and hear it read, that we want to share them with you by reading through the New Testament from a precise translation.
I shall resume reading at Acts 11:1, but first a recap of our last broadcast. Chapter 9 opens mid the fourth persecution of the early church, with the focus on the chief persecutor, Saul of Tarsus, in the autumn of A.D. 33. Saul secured epistles from the high priest to the synagogues of Damascus to bring bound anyone being of the way, both men and women, and lead them to Jerusalem. As Saul approached Damascus, a light abruptly flashed from the heaven as lightning, and a light abruptly flashed from the heaven as lightning and circled him after he fell to the earth. He heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persistently persecuting me?" Saul asked, "O Lord, who are you?" The Lord said, "I am myself continuously being Jesus, whom you are persistently persecuting. It is hard for you to kick with the heel against pricks." Saul, while trembling, asked, "O Lord, what are you determinedly willing for me to do?" The Lord told him to rise up at once and enter the city, and it shall be told to you what it is absolutely necessary for you to do. When Saul opened his eyes, he was not able to see one person for 3 days. The men with him heard the sound, but did not observe even one person. After being ushered into Damascus, a certain disciple, Ananias, after an extraordinary appearance by the Lord, obeyed and did what he was told, and went to the dwelling of Judas, where Saul was staying in Damascus. He placed his hands over upon Saul and restored his sight, and then he baptized him. At this point, Luke abbreviates the account and records what took place 3 years after this in Arabia, and Paul's return to Damascus via Jerusalem to see Peter in autumn of A.D. 37, which Paul himself records in Galatians 1:15-20. Saul became more empowered and substantiated to the Jews at Damascus that Jesus was the Christ. Then, when the Jews determined to execute Saul, the disciples let him down through the wall in a mat hamper. When he came to Jerusalem in January AD 37, he repeatedly attempted to adhere to the disciples. They continued fearing him and did not trust him to be a disciple until after Barnabas took hold of him and led him to the apostles and narrated how he beheld the Lord in the way and how that he spoke to Saul and how he spoke boldly in the name of Jesus. He kept making entrance and exit in Jerusalem and argued with the Greek-speaking Jews until they undertook to execute him. Then, when the brothers found out, they led Saul to Caesarea and sent him to Tarsus in February of AD 37, where he stayed until early AD 43. Then Luke takes up the ministry of Peter, walking throughout all places of Judea till he came to Lydda, where he met Aeneas, who was paralyzed for 8 years, lying upon a pallet. Peter said to him, "O Aeneas, Jesus Christ cures you. Stand up at once and spread a couch for yourself in order to eat." And immediately he stood up. Then while Peter was in Lydda, a certain female disciple in Joppa named Dorcas, who was full of many beneficially good works and charitable donations which she made, became chronically infirm, and they sent for Peter to come. When he arrived, all the widows stood weeping loudly and exhibiting the undergarments and outer garments which she had made while being with them. Then Peter cast out all and knelt down and prayed. Then turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, be standing up at once." She opened her eyes, beheld Peter, and sat up. Peter gave his hand to her and caused her to stand up. Then he called the saints and widows and presented her absolutely alive. Peter remained a considerable number of days in Joppa with Simon the tanner. In chapter 10, while Peter is still in Joppa, Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian band, stationed at Caesarea, a godly, pious man, feared God together with his family and made many charitable donations to the people and supplicated the God constantly. He beheld an extraordinary appearance openly about 3 p.m. The God's angel entered to him and said, "O Cornelius." After staring at him and becoming terrified, he responded, "O Lord, what is it?" He was told that his prayers and charitable donations ascended for a memorial in the viewpoint of the God. The angel told Cornelius to send to Joppa after Peter, who was staying at the dwelling of Simon the tanner, along seaside in Caesarea, and tell you what is absolutely necessary for you to do. He called 2 household servants and a godly, pious soldier and recounted all things to them. The next day, as they drew near to Joppa, hungry Peter went to the housetop while they prepared the meal. Ecstasy instantly fell upon him as he observed the heaven opened and a certain vessel descending upon him as a great linen sheet, having been bound at 4 extremities and being let down upon the earth. In this vessel were all kinds of quadrupeds of the earth, and beasts, and reptiles, and birds of heaven. A call occurred, "Stand up, O Peter, sacrifice, and eat." Peter responded, "O Lord, by no means, because I never ate any kind of defiled or unclean thing." Then a second time God's call said to him, "What thing God cleansed, you yourself stop pronouncing defiled." This occurred 3 times. Then the sheet was taken up into heaven. While Peter continued at wit's end, whatever the extraordinary appearance could possibly be, the men from Cornelius were at the door, asking whether Simon Peter is being entertained as a guest in this place. The Lord told Peter to go with these men. After entertaining them as overnight guests, he exited together with the men and certain brothers from Joppa. When they arrived in Caesarea on the next day, Cornelius was eagerly expecting them and gathered his relatives and essential friends to hear all the things having been prescribed by the God. Then Peter pronounced glad tidings about peace through Jesus Christ, the one who is Lord of all, and told them how that God significantly anointed him with Holy Spirit and miraculous power, who went about working good and curing all the ones being tyrannized by the devil. How they executed him and hanged him upon the tree, but God raised him up in the third day. He became clearly evident to judicial witnesses who ate and drank with him after rising up out of dead ones. This one has been designated by the God, judge of absolutely living ones and dead ones. Everyone who is continuously committing trust unto him consequently receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit intently fell upon all the ones hearing the word. Peter, being amazed because the gratuitous gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon Gentiles, asked if anyone could forbid water in order that these, who receive the Holy Spirit according as ourselves, be baptized. Then he prescribed that they be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they requested Peter to remain with them for certain days. Now I resume reading at Acts 11:1.
Then the apostles and the brothers, the ones being throughout Judea, heard that the Gentiles also hospitably received the word of the God. And when Peter ascended unto Jerusalem, the ones of circumcision discriminated for themselves against him, saying, "You entered to men having foreskin, and also ate together with them." But Peter began and continued elucidating to them sequentially, saying, "I myself was in Joppa city praying, and I beheld in ecstasy an extraordinary appearance, a certain vessel descending as a gray linen sheet being let down out of the heaven by means of four extremities, until it came even to me, unto which I stared and kept considering. And I beheld the quadrupeds of the earth, and the beasts, and the reptiles, and the birds of the heaven. Then I heard a call saying to me, 'O Peter, stand up at once, sacrifice, and eat at once.' But I said, 'O Lord, by no means, because every kind of defiled or unclean thing not even ever entered into my mouth.'
But a call answered me for a second time out of heaven, 'What thee God cleansed, you yourself stop pronouncing defile.'
Now this came to pass for three times, and all was pulled up again into the heaven. And lo, promptly three men being sent from me already stood alongside up to the dwelling
in which I was.
Then the Spirit told me to go together with them, doubting in yourself not one thing. Now these six brothers went together with me. And we also entered into the house of the man, and he reported to us how he beheld the angel in his house, who stood and also said to him, 'Send men unto Joppa, and send for yourself after Simon, the one entitled Peter, who shall speak declarations to you, by means of which you and all your house shall be saved.' Then in the act of me beginning to speak, the Holy Spirit intently fell upon them, even as also upon us in beginning. Then I remembered the Lord's declaration, how he was saying, 'On the one hand, John baptized in water, but on the other hand, you yourselves shall be baptized by means of Holy Spirit.' Therefore, if, and it is true, the God gave to them the equal gratuitous gift as also to us who committed trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then who was I myself, a possible one, to hinder the God?" Then after hearing these things, they became quiet, and they glorified the God, saying, "So then indeed the God gave the repentance unto absolute life also to the Gentiles." Consequently, on the one hand, the ones being dispersed on account of the tribulation which came to pass on the basis of Stephen, spread abroad as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus, and Antioch, speaking the word to not one except only to Jews. But on the other hand, certain of them were men Cypriots and Cyrenians, whoever, when they entered into Antioch, were repeatedly speaking to the Hellenists,
pronouncing glad tidings with reference to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord's hand was continually with them, and a large number committed trust and converted up to the Lord. Then the word concerning them was heard in the hearing organs of the church, namely the one in Jerusalem. And they sent out Barnabas to go through as far as Antioch, who, after emerging alongside and beholding the grace of the God, rejoiced. And he entreated all to continually abide closely to the Lord with purpose of the heart, because he was a beneficially good man, and filled full of Holy Spirit and of faith, and a considerable crowd was added to the Lord. Then Barnabas exited unto Tarsus to thoroughly search for Saul. And when he found him, he led him unto Antioch. Then it came to pass for them to be gathered together with the church, and to teach a considerable crowd for a whole era. And as a result, the disciples were identifyingly named Christians first in Antioch. Now in these days, prophets went down from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and then one out of them, Agabus by name, stood up and signified by means of the Spirit that a great famine is about to be occurring over the whole inhabited globe, which also came to pass in the time of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, according as any one was being prospered, each of them designated to send to the brothers residing in Judea for the purpose of domestic service, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by hands of Barnabas and Saul. Chapter 12. It is springtime, A.D. 44. Now at that season of time, Herod the king applied his hands to evilly treat certain of the ones from the church. Then he executed James, the brother of John, by means of a short sword. And because he beheld that it was a pleasing thing to the Jews, he of himself added to arrest Peter also. Then days of the unleavened festival were existing, whom, after apprehending him, he also of himself placed him into protective guard and delivered him over to 4 squads of 4 soldiers to guardedly protect him, desirously willing to lead him up to the people after the Passover. Therefore, on the one hand, Peter was being kept watchfully secure in the protective guardhouse, but on the other hand, fervent prayer was emerging to the God by the church in behalf of him. Then when Herod was about to lead him before the people, in that night Peter was reposing in sleep between 2 soldiers, having been firmly bound with 2 chains. And protective guards before the door were continually keeping the protective guardhouse watchfully secure. And lo, Lord's angel stood by, and a light shined in the prison cell. Then after he smote the side of Peter, he raised him up, saying, "Stand up speedily." And his chains fell out off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself around at once, and bind your sandals under yourself at once." Then he did so, and he says to him, "Cast your outer garment around you, and continually follow me." And he exited and continued following him. And he perceived not that what came to pass by the angel was true, but he kept supposing that he was seeing an extraordinary appearance. Then after they went between 1st and 2nd protective guard, they came upon the iron gate which brings into the city, which opened to them automatically. And they exited, and came before 1 narrow street. And immediately the angel stood off away from him. And when Peter emerged, he said within himself, "Now I truly perceive that Lord sent out his angel, and he extricated me out of Herod's hand, and out of all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he became conscious of this, he came upon the dwelling of Mary, the mother of John, who was entitled Mark, where a considerable number of ones were being assembled together and praying. Then, when Peter knocked at the door of the gateway, a young female bondslave, Rhoda by name, approached to obey. And when she recognized the voice of Peter, on account of the joy, she did not open the gateway, but ran in and reported that Peter remained standing before the gateway. Then they said to her, "You are insane, but she constantly insisted to have it this way. Then they repeatedly said, "It is his angel." But Peter was remaining continually knocking. Then they opened and beheld him, and they were amazed. Then after beckoning to them with his hand to keep silent, he narrated to them how the Lord led him out of the protective guardhouse. Then he said, "Report these things at once to James and to the brothers." And he exited and journeyed unto another place. Now when it became day, not a scant commotion was existing among the soldiers. What really became of Peter? Then after Herod anxiously sought him and did not find him, he cross-examined the protective guards and directed that they be led away. And he went down from Judea unto Caesarea and tarried there. Now Herod was wrathfully disputing with Tyrians and Sidonians, but unanimously they became present to him, and by persuading upon the king's bedchamber valet, Blastos, they kept petitioning peace because of the fact of their region being nourished from the king's supply. Then on an arranged day, Herod, while being clothed with royal apparel and sitting upon the judgment seat on steps, harangued to them. Then the public assembly repeatedly bellowed, "God's voice, and not a human's." Then instantly, Lord's angel smote him in retribution for which things he did not give the glory to thee, God, and he became devoured by worms and deceased. But the word of thee, God, increased and multiplied. Then Barnabas and Saul returned out of Jerusalem after fully fulfilling their deaconry, and also took John, the one entitled Mark, alongside together. Well, that's all we have time for just now, dear friend, but we will pick it up again next time at Acts 13:1. We were happy to have you join us just now, and we encourage you to log on again and also log on to one of our other broadcast series from our webpage. Until we meet again, this is Dr. Fred Whitman bidding you goodbye, and may God bless your every attempt to understand His precious Word.
You have been listening to Reading the Bible with Dr. Fred Whitman, brought to you by Happy Heralds Incorporated. Further information and free True to the Word evangelistic and discipleship materials, and a free CD containing Dr. Whitman reading through a book of the New Testament, may be obtained at our email address, info@happyheralds.org. That's info@happyheralds.org. We trust and pray that you have been richly blessed, and we encourage you to ask others to log on to this website in order that they too may be blessed. Thank you for listening. We trust you will log on again for additional helpful broadcasts. Until then, this is Andrew David Whitman bidding you goodbye, and may the one true God richly bless you with mercy and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.